From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be upon the planet and all its time zones, so prolific and covered ever so well by this program, Coast to Coast AM. It's my honor and privilege to be filling in for George on this Friday night, Saturday morning. Great to be here, and let me cover a couple of things, a couple of housekeeping things right up front. The bells are all fine. There are no photographs on the website. My webcam is up, but it's not being carried over by the Coast to Coast AM site, so I guess you'll not see any photos. There is one up there of Asia taken, I don't know, last week or so. But again, it's not being carried over to the Coast to Coast AM website yet. It may be during the program. We'll see. And if so, it'll be a few days old, a week or so old of Asia, and she's just great. Could not be better. All the bells well, furred and non-furred. Listen, coming up, of course, I'm going to be doing Ghost to Ghost, as we do every year. This year, however, we're going to do Open Line, Ghost to Ghost. Last year, we tried... We tried screening, and so this year I thought we'd try open lines. And on that same note, those of you who have a really good ghost story, please feel free to email it to me. Keep it short, sweet, usually a good punchline at the end. And, you know, if you've got a really, really good ghost story, I take the idea of life after death, and therefore ghosts, as a very, very serious subject, as you'll find out as the evening goes on tonight. And so for me, it is a very serious subject, and though we're going to do open lines on the subject on Halloween, I would ask that you all refrain. If you don't have a good ghost story, just sit back and listen, because there are many who do. But if you would like to email one, I will read various ghost stories as we go through the evening. So you can email them to artbell@mindspring.com. That's artbell@mindspring.com or artbell@aol.com. I think the Mindspring holds a little more mail, so you might give that the preference. And I'll take the best of the bunch and read a few to you as we do Halloween Eve. Actually into Halloween, right? Well, of course, it has been a horrendous week for California. Absolutely horrendous. I've seen all of the coverage. I watched the coverage as it unfolded, mostly KABC, actually. Ran it in high definition, and so did KNBC, and I flipped between them. And the coverage was excellent of a really horrible event, just horrible. And as we now know, assisted by the hand of man. I think it may have been the second day of the fires when we began having tens of thousands of people displaced from their homes. And it was obvious we're going to lose 1,000 homes or more. It's been that. Nearly a million, ultimately, I think, relocated temporarily. It was horrible. It was as horrible as... I don't even know what you would compare it to. Perhaps the horrible hurricane that hit Louisiana. I don't know. It was just horrible, and I'm so sorry for those of you who lost everything. The heroics of the firefighters. I just was riveted by every moment of it. And I guess about the second day, I realized, oh my God, she did it again. And I think the best way of illustrating that is to take you back several months when I had Evelyn Paglini on the show. And I picked three separate little clips that I think say it better than I ever could. I mean, this is a woman who predicted hundreds of thousands displaced due to the flooding of the hurricane. And has hit so many. I mean, how many soothsayers over the years, remote viewers, psychics, have I had on the program? Have any of them ever come even close to what this woman has done. No, not even close. I now take you back several months. Listen carefully.
The weather, it's completely bananas all over the world. In the near term, in the next year or two, if you would look ahead for us, and is there any way you can tell what's coming?
Well, as far as the weather is concerned, the one thing I'm worried about, and I've been getting this a lot, and it's not just here in the state of California, even though I'm here. I am picking up devastating fires, and I'm talking about the tens of thousands of acres on fire, not only here in the state of California, but like I said, in other states. But what's bothering me, in fact, I'd even ask your audience and those people, especially in the state of California, that maybe they can help out, because I am picking up that a lot of this is going to be done by arson, and I keep getting... I'm not seeing them clearly, but I keep getting three or four men, and I only see them kneeling down. And so I can't tell a lot about them, but they have got plans. And they're not just in the state of California. They're in other states, and they are going to start major fires.
Do you feel any motive? In other words, why? I've always wondered.
This is like, it's deliberate.
Oh, no, I've got that. But, I mean, is it just to get the attention, Evelyn? Is it some sick?
This is not a sicko. This is a planned operation, and I don't understand that it's not coming in clear enough. I'm getting snapshots. I'm getting images.
Right.
It's just not giving me enough, but I've got enough to put it out there now. And that's why I'm asking the help of your audience, especially those in the state of California.
The program went on, and I tried to sort of turn her away or toward another subject. Here's another clip.
You talked about fire. You saw a lot of fire in the year ahead.
Yes, and there's fires going on now in Florida and in Georgia. We've had some in California, and this is only going to increase as the year progresses and as we get into summer. We're going to have massive fires, tens of thousands of acres. Thousands of people are going to have to be evacuated. Thousands of homes will be lost. But more than that, Art, what I'm worried about is we have a killer heat wave coming in. And it's going to come in more than once. I don't know if it's back to back, but I have got a killer heat wave coming in that is really going to cost the lives of an awful lot of people besides power outages and blackouts. And I also feel it's not just here in our nation, but it's also in Europe.
Also in Europe.
Yeah.
Of course, Europe had one. We had one in Chicago that killed many.
I've got two of them coming. I just don't know if they're back to back. But this is horrendous, and it will also contribute to the fires. And don't forget, there also will be arson connected to some of them.
Yeah, you made a very strong point about many of them would be arson.
Yes,
that figures. If there's a big heat wave, particularly in the West, every year there's been arson. We've had arson every single year, and so you're saying this is going to be worse than.
This is going to be worse, and I got the next 18 months because I had, like I said, a couple of groups that were doing planning. So over and above what will naturally happen because of the drought and the dryness and the lack of rain, there will be a couple of groups of people who are intentionally going to be doing this.
And then again, once again, several months ago, well, you're here because you've done it again. You've just done it again.
Unfortunately, these fires that I have been seeing are going to continue, Art. I wish they would abate, but they're going to go all the way into November, and we've only just begun to see the beginning of this. There are still going to be thousands of more people that are going to be evacuated across this nation. There are serious, serious fires that are still going to continue, and it will last all the way into November. Thousands and tens of thousands of acres will still be burned, and hundreds of people are going to lose their homes. There's so much suffering, Art, that I am seeing this year that it's really bothering me. I don't want to make these predictions. I want to make warnings. I just want to tell people what I feel is going to happen so that they can protect themselves.
I've been saying it again and again and again, and she's done it again, obviously. Dr. Evelyn Paglini, parapsychologist, is one of the leading authorities on the occult and the supernatural in the U.S. She was born into a centuries-old family of practitioners of the cult. At the age of four, her grandfather began teaching her natural magic. She is a psychic, obviously, metaphysical teacher, lecturer, consultant, doctor of divinity, and spiritual warrior. She also founded International Psychic Center, a research investigation organization, and has been called upon by expert law enforcement agencies. She has set precedent in the Texas court system on child abuse cases with ritual overtones and has worked with law enforcement on missing persons and murder cases involving the occult and the supernatural. In a moment, once again, Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Once again, because she did it again, here is Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Evelyn, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. I understand you've been under the weather, so...
Yes, I have been.
So, it's really good to have you here. I can only imagine, as this week began and then wore on, how it must have hit you.
It was like a nightmare come true, and it was something that I did not want to see. But I don't know what to say. All I can tell you is that it's not over yet.
Well, I wasn't the only one who got hit with this. It hit me on the second day. Oh, my God, Evelyn has really done it again. You know, there are fires every year in California, but not anywhere near this magnitude. It's the magnitude that you forecast. And so, you know, I started getting emails like crazy, Evelyn.
Well, I don't want to be right, Art. I mean, it's no one wants to see this kind of damage, this kind of suffering, this kind of loss. And I was right about the arson.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm still going to be right because he's not done.
When you made your original prediction, Evelyn, you talked about three people.
Yeah, I saw three or four men.
Three or four men down. Kneeling down. That's right.
Yeah.
You still hold to that?
Yes, I do. And what I don't like, as I believe I mentioned before, that this was planned and executed, and I feel that these plans are continuing.
If I might again ask you this, and I'm sure that I've asked you this before, but, you know, as the number of times that you are correct in these things grows, people really do want to know how these things come to you, how they manifest to you. Do you see them as video visions, or is it something you feel, or how do they come to you?
I would say the video visions would be very good. It comes in snatches. It comes sometimes in seconds where you will get a snapshot of a scene, and then it will continue on. It's almost like it's making a small movie. And this happens over a period of weeks, and then as it becomes clearer, it seems to accelerate and give you more detail or more insight. But it can happen at any time of the day or night. It can happen if I'm reading a book or watching television or, you know, just talking to someone. I never know when it's going to happen. But
in other words, you have no control over it.
I have no control. I never know. In other words, I don't ask for it to come.
Evelyn, has this happened all your life, or has it intensified in recent years?
It's happened all my life, but I basically stay into the magical end because I am a spiritual warrior, and that's what I've always been called upon. I've made warnings and predictions in the past that have come true. When I was in Chicago, I've had a lot of write-ups, but I steered away from it. But 2004, I believe I talked to you about this, I made a switch. It seemed like I was getting these signals, these warnings, and I wasn't hearing it from anyone else. And I said, I'm going to have to talk about it. I have to. And so I kind of sidetracked a little bit about talking about the elements of natural magic and psychic self-defense and mirror magic and, you know, how to...
Well, you know, I said this a little earlier in the show, Evelyn. I've had all kinds of soothsayers, you know, psychics, remote viewers, people who make various claims to knowing the future, but no one's come anywhere even close to the kind of, you know, your record is just spotless. And that's not good, because most of what you've had to say, of course, has been scary stuff, and it's manifested. So it's been hit after hit after hit after hit. And so I'm almost afraid. And by the way, a lot of people who emailed Evelyn asked that you say something about our economic future. You know, oil just went sailing over $90 a barrel.
Yeah, 92.22.
And people are very worried about their economic future and the future of the country, as a matter of fact.
I think they already know. They just don't want to put voice to it, like I don't want to give it energy. The economy is not just slowing down, Art. And I've been warning this since 05. And now we are talking about a recession, where I have been talking recession. Now others are talking about it. And you can, I warned about the housing foreclosures. Mm-hmm. And you can see that is definitely escalating. People are losing their homes. The credit crunch has already begun. The domino effect is taking hold. You're going to have people losing their homes, bankruptcies up, foreclosures. And now you're going to see layoffs and cutbacks and people losing their jobs. And so therefore, no, this, the economy is in trouble. And as far as housing is concerned, because I've had a lot of people ask me about this, I don't see a turnaround until spring of 09.
Okay, let's stay with the fires for a second. You said they would continue through November. Well, we're just about there.
Yeah.
Is it going to let up for a period, or what do you
see? It'll let up, but I feel that there's going to be another one that's either late November or early December, although I am worried about one fire here that may continue to burn for about 3 weeks or longer. So I don't know if we're going to get a handle on one of them. But see, I keep getting this feeling, and I got to be wrong. But I'm going to say either this year or next year, I want, in California, especially here in Southern California, I want the Hollywood Hills watched.
The Hollywood Hills?
Yeah.
A number of people had comments when one of the fires was named the Witch Fire.
Yeah, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. So the Hollywood Hills, huh?
Yeah, and I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I hope you're wrong, too. But based on how long have, you know, my memory is getting older as I am, or a little weaker as I get older. I don't know. But you've been making psychic predictions now on this program for how many years?
It's going to be 11 years.
11 years. That's an awful lot of predictions that have come true. Is there anything else looking ahead that you see? Well, you see the economy. I guess we all see the economy. And you hit the fires, unfortunately.
And they are going to continue through November, possibly into early December. There is going to be another tragedy or disaster before the year is out. I'm not sure if it's fire or if it's something else, but I am picking up that there is going to be another tragedy before the year is out.
But not the nature of it.
No, I haven't gotten it clear enough yet, Art, but as soon as I know, you will know.
All right. As soon as you know, please get hold of me immediately, and we'll find a way to get it on the air, I can assure you.
One more thing, Art, if I
yes.
may.
Oh, you certainly may.
Please, I'm from the state of Illinois originally, and from Chicago. And I want to say this because I want anybody in the state of Illinois and anybody who thinks about this man to put a shield of protection around him, and that is Barack Obama.
Really?
I feel that there is people out there, there are people out there that wish this man harm.
Well,
very serious harm.
Okay. I certainly hope that one doesn't come true.
I don't want it to come true, and that's why I'm putting it out now.
Okay, so extra protection for that man. I'm sure he's getting Secret Service.
I'm sure he is, but
protection.
Again, I want to emphasize it.
Okay. Evelyn, are these visions, how much of a burden? I mean, you're not well now. I don't know what the nature of your illness is, but you're not well now. And whatever it is, I would imagine these visions are an extra burden on you, aren't they?
The last time we talked, I said the Virginia Tech took its toll on me.
Yeah.
And I said that that wasn't done. And I'm so glad that there was an interruption and one was found that did have guns and explosives. And so that was thwarted and stopped. But I feel that there is going to be a continuation. I said evil is on the rise.
Evelyn,
it is not going to change.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. We'll be right back. George was just asking generically if we would marry a robot. No, but I just did get an email from Ed's mom, whoever that is, saying, attention, aliens are coming to abduct all the good-looking, sexy people. Your ass is safe. I'm just emailing to say goodbye. We'll be right back. Tell you what, let's, since we're talking with a woman who is able to so accurately predict the future, let's ask a little bit about the nature of it. Evelyn, the future. Now, you know, here you are, the best psychic we have, but you're also into magic. And when you see something like Virginia Tech, a hurricane that's going to displace hundreds of thousands, firestorms that are going to sweep across California in the way they did, just thousands and thousands of people affected. Is there any way that the future can be modified, changed at all?
Yes, you can. Mass consciousness, the experiments that you have done, if they are focused and done correctly, can be a great benefit. People listening to their own intuition, their own psychic ability, which their consciousness is being raised. People now are getting warning signals and are starting to heed them, and that certainly is going to be a benefit. So there are many ways that you can alter. Be forewarned is forearmed.
Okay. Well, then if you were able to pin down the next major disaster, which you have not yet done, you see it coming, but you don't know quite what it is yet. But if you did, then it really might be worth a mass consciousness experiment, which I don't jump lightly into, to try to alter it. Of course, I suppose if we did that, people would say, well, you know, it was never going to happen anyway. But that issue aside, you've hit so many on the head that I think it would be probably worth a try. And I don't jump into those experiments lightly.
Neither would I. But if I felt that there was something that really needed our attention, I certainly would try it.
Do you have any feeling at all, Evelyn, for the overall direction of the United States? How are we doing? I mean, we're at war. It's not going very well.
We will continue to be at war. I remember when we first went into Iraq and I had said that we would be there more than 5 years. Everybody thought I was crazy. And now it's over 5 years and it will continue and we will still stay in the Middle East. We have to. And so war is going to escalate. But here in the United States, as well as throughout the world, what the nations of the world need to know is that we are also in a cleansing period. And these next 5 years are going to be tremendous for us. There's going to be an awful lot of changes that are going to be made, not just on the economic level, but physical changes to the planet. And so a lot of purification, a lot of cleansing is going to take place.
And that involves a lot of,
natural
disasters
as well as man-made.
Okay, natural disasters, yeah.
As well as man-made. I still feel that there is going to be a virus unleashed. I had mentioned that the last time we had talked. And that is part of the reason why I have been kind of under the weather. It seems like sometimes I need a brick to fall on my head to get the message right.
Yeah, you know, I had a shot in the arm earlier today. I got my flu shot. We both got our flu shots today with a baby in the house, of course. We felt it was...
There's strains of viruses that are being unleashed. It's almost like somebody is testing them. And I feel that this winter is not going to be a very good winter for people out there, because I feel there's going to be an awful lot of sicknesses that they're not going to be able to diagnose.
Okay. I'd like to take a couple of calls before the top of the hour, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, here we go then. Nancy in Chico, California, you're on with Dr. Paglini.
Hi, yes. My name's Nancy. Hi, Art. Hi, Ms. Paglini. My nephew was tragically killed the end of August in a car accident, and I just wondered if you saw anything or he has anything, a message, anything.
Okay, we're not really doing personal readings, Nancy. I'm oh. awfully sorry. We're just not doing that. It's not something I do on the radio. And so, Evelyn, I'll ask you to refrain. We're sort of more into a general, you know, in other words, when you get into personal readings, it satisfies those who get them, but it doesn't do much for the rest of the audience. So we want to try to keep it general if we can. Let's see. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Paglini. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Calvin from Georgia.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for Ms. Paglini. My friend has a prototype electric car, and it makes static electricity, runs on water. That might have heard a little bit from Bobamba, Senator Bobamba talking about it. But in the future, do you see the electric car coming to light, even though they're not passing it through any inspections and safety and all that? They're more
okay.
like...
All right. Well, that's an interesting question. Certainly, as the price of gasoline goes through the roof, we're going to have to eventually get something like that. But again, I'm not sure that Evelyn has focused on this particularly or that's come to her, Evelyn.
No, it has not really come to me. I do know that we are going to naturally need alternative fuels and other ways of transportation. But mm-hmm. no, I haven't.
Okay. And again, you're not like your talent, Evelyn, is not like that of a remote viewer. In other words, you can't specifically go out and look, or can you, at a certain subject and get an answer?
Not really, no. The only way I can do that is occult-wise. In
oh,
other
that's
words,
right.
If somebody was under psychic attack, then I would be able to go to that individual that is the practitioner that is causing the problem, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no.
Okay. Bob in Burbank, California, you're on with Dr. Paglini.
Hello, Paglini. It's Robert or Bob from Burbank, California. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yes. Well, God bless you, and you do great work for a lot of humanity. I'd like to thank you for that. But
thank you.
Myself, I was born when I was really young. I actually have that sensitive ability to pick up on things. I look at people's faces, and I never met them, but I could say their names, you know, when I was young. And I've had that strange gift for a while. It's sort of a curse at times when you see mostly negative things do stand out. And before the attack on the Twin Towers here in the United States, I was pacing the floor, you know, just walking back and forth because I knew something was going to happen, a major attack on the country. I only told one of my friends that I knew I could trust with the information. But it's horrible when you see these things. And I know you're trying to keep it quiet about what's going on about the fires for good reason. I know what's going on with these fires. You could compare it to like with anthrax attacks. And it's pretty weird why things are going on. But we're getting a repeat. If you actually look back in the 30s and a major crash in the Wall Street, it's happening again, the same cycle. It appears that the people who are responsible for a major economic crunch in the 39 of the Wall Street, those people may have had some children. Those children now may be operating the show and controlling the global economy to collapse again.
Well, I don't know about that. There have been some... of course, safety precautions put in place since that crash, but that doesn't mean that there can't be a kind of a slow motion, very serious economic crash. Do you see something that serious, Evelyn, coming?
I do feel that there is going to be a major correction in the stock market, and I feel that it may top 15%.
Uh-huh. 15%. Okay. Well, that's not that serious, but that's not.
I'm not seeing a crash.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. Robin in Odessa, Texas, you're on with Dr. Paglini.
Hello, Ward. Hello, Doctor. How y'all doing tonight?
Just fine.
My question is, I got a feeling that President Bush might be provoking a war or will provoke a war with Iran in order to keep himself in office as the 2008 elections go by. By using his executive privileges. What is your take on that, Doctor?
Okay.
I haven't put my mind to that, but I do know that there is an escalation of the war in the Middle East, and I do feel that we are going to have to tackle Iran.
Well, I do notice there's a lot of talk of war with Iran, and nobody is really denying it in Washington. So you do get the kind of get the feeling that it's moving in that direction, but you don't have anything official on that, right?
I feel that there's going to be an escalation, yes. And I feel that it will happen before the spring.
Okay. Does that feeling include, when you say escalation, do you mean within Iraq, or do you get the feeling?
I feel something can very definitely happen with Iran between now and the end of April, first part of May.
Boy, all right. We'll put that one down. Carlos in Carson, California.
Yes, good evening, doctor. A couple of questions. The drought here in California, do you see any connection with weather manipulation causing the drought here, making us vulnerable to the California fires? My second question, is there a link between these fires and the global warming laws that Congress has been working on for some time and perhaps being caused deliberately to pave the way for those global warming laws?
Okay.
Well, the first part, as far as the global—I mean, your second part, as far as global warming—that certainly is a contribution to what is happening as far as the drought. As far as manipulation, no, I'm not getting that.
I wonder if there's anybody doing it. The Russians, have experimented with weather manipulation. Have claimed to be able to do it by satellite, that kind of thing. But you don't see it involved in what's going
on. That's not what I am getting in California. Not at all. The drought is just there, and it will continue. And there is going to be a very major fire either late this year or late next year in Northern California. So I certainly want the state to be ready for another very dangerous fire.
Okay.
But I know that there is something being planned, and I want to, again, I'm going to say it, please be careful. I want to protect the Hollywood Hills.
Do you have any further information at all? The Hollywood Hills, we've got that down. Now, on the virus, you mentioned a virus. That just scares the hell out of me. It really scares me. This is a man's hand. You're talking about release of a engineered kind of virus, right?
That is correct. The way I got it was unleashed on the populace as a test, and it got out of hand. It's going to take quite a while for, first of all, it to be figured out what it is, and then to have some kind of an antibiotic or a defense against it.
Any idea when we'll begin to see the effects of this?
I feel that this winter, starting, I'd say maybe mid-December, early January.
And you see this in North America, worldwide?
I'm not sure, Art. I'm picking it up here. I don't know if it's going to be elsewhere, but I definitely feel there's an outbreak here in the United States.
Boy. Most of these viruses, en natural, come from Southeast Asia, China, mm-hmm. that area.
Yep, and it could be from the Middle East. I mean, it could be from China, from Asia.
From Asia.
All I know is that it seems to have the appearance of like flu symptoms, diarrhea and vomiting and pain in the abdominal area. But I don't know what it is. No one is going to be able to find it out very quickly. That's what the problem. That's why it came to me that way, and it kept coming back to me. I mean, I was sick for like 10 days, and then I'd get well. And then about a month later, it would come back again and again because I wasn't getting the message, Art. And every time I said, what is it trying to tell me? What is it trying to give me? And then finally, that's when I got the whole thing where it was a test. It was being unleashed. And we here in the United States, as well as in other countries, were going to suffer for it.
All right. Kim in Northridge, California, you're on with Dr. Paglini.
Hi, this is Kim. I just got, you answered a couple questions because I'm from, obviously, California and stuff, and these fires are outrageous. I have never seen anything quite like this. Half my family lives down in San Diego, and it's just a mess. What is it? I know that we had like 15 fires going at one time. Is this mostly arson?
A good portion of it was. I'm not saying all of it. There were natural, and I had said that before, but I do have people out there who are deliberately planning this.
Is this terrorism?
Wouldn't you call it terrorism?
Well, yeah, it's terrorism, no matter who's doing it.
It comes in all different forms, I suppose.
This is deliberate, it is planned, and it is executed. And it is not just in the state of California. It will be done and has been done in other states and will continue to be so.
So I noticed, are we expecting a lot more here?
I am.
Yeah, I noticed the media was being, and I think they should get credit for it too, at the beginning of the coverage of the fires in the first several days, even though I think they knew damn well there was arson involved, they didn't really say it. I think they were trying to be sensitive, not give anybody any ideas, not that...
You didn't want any copycats, and there were.
Yeah, and there were. Nevertheless, I thought they were very sensitive to it and did a very good job of covering it in the way they did. Shane in Texas, somewhere in Texas in a truck, you're on with Dr. Paglini.
Greetings, Art. Dr. Paglini, I'm beside myself with joy for the opportunity. I'm a truck driver going through East Texas.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe that creation is an ongoing event, and the beginning of creation is thought. And I believe very much in the power of positive thinking. And I would like to know, Dr. Paglini, what do you have to say about that as it relates to the year 2012?
Okay, that is an interesting question. We've dealt a lot with 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar. Again, it may not be anything you've looked at, Doctor, but anything to say on that score?
I haven't given it a lot of attention, but I do know one thing. It is not the complete end of the world, as some people would like to think. It is a transitional period. And so, yes, there is going to be some chaos. I've been trying to warn you. The next 5 years are horrendous. It is not on that date, okay, where something drastic is going to happen. No, it is a slow consciousness raising. It is a change, a transformation. We are going into one cycle and leaving another. And so it's like the birth pangs.
All right. Again, you know how to get hold of me privately, Doctor. So if anything becomes suddenly very clear to you, don't hesitate for 1 second.
I won't, Art.
And I'll find a way to get it on the air. Joe in Delaware, you're on with Dr. Paglini. Not a lot of time here.
Hi, quick question. Just want to know, Evelyn, if you've picked up anything on the apocalypse, the end of the world, and or nuclear war, like terrorism.
Terrorism, yes. Nuclear war, yes. End of the world, no. And let me say that I get no pleasure out of being right with these predictions and warnings. I get pleasure out of helping people who are under psychic attack.
What is it that you see? You said nuclear war, yes.
Yeah. I feel that there is going to be an exchange, a limited exchange that is going to happen, and I feel that that can happen next year.
India, Pakistan, or China, or what?
I'm not sure yet, Art.
But you see a limited nuclear exchange next year?
Yeah. Yeah, that could be something. Something happens next year, yeah.
Oh, my God. With your track record, people...
I'm not sure of it, Art, though. I don't want to just nail it down. If I am, but the way he asked me, that's the way I got it.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad he asked that question. I would not have thought to have asked that. The president actually made reference, and it's been in the news a lot lately, to World War III the other day. And so that and what you just said certainly have my attention.
Yeah, there's going to be... I see bombs going off. Okay,
And you're able to delineate with what you see that it's some sort of nuclear detonation.
Yeah, I'm seeing something really horrific, and I'm hoping that minds will come together and put a stop to it.
Okay. Well, listen, Evelyn. Again, I'm sorry that you were right, but I've got to lay down credit where credit is absolutely due. You've knocked him down again and again and again and again, Evelyn, so take care of yourself, get better.
Thank you, sir.
By all means, keep us informed, will you please?
Yes, I will, and thank you for having me.
Take care, Evelyn. Good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with EVPs in a moment.